Last month in our monthly sports series, we took a look at the various activities offered at the University of Arkansas. We missed, however, the water ski club team. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda caught up with them for this month's sports installment.
Somebody jump out and do those.
You got them. I got this next set.
I think those ones are pretty good.
During one of the last warm days of the summer season, members of the University of Arkansas's water ski club team jump off a red and white ski boat into a man-made lake located just south of Elkins. Every so often, club president Tom Gieslin stops the boat at various points along the middle of the narrow lake to allow his three teammates to jump overboard.
They're lowering the buoys. See, the ones in the middle, the yellows, those are boat guides. And the ones on the outside that are reddish orange, they're the buoys that we slalom ski around. And we like to have them at a relatively low spot so that way we can ski around them easy and then I don't hit them as often with the boat.
The private lake is part of the Cedar Creek Water Ski Park. Roger and Karen Boskis began construction on the park in the winter of 2000. The pair of lakes at the park are specifically designed for three water skiing events: slalom, trick, and jump. According to the park's website, the East Lake is 12 feet deep and 300 feet wide. The West Lake, where the U of A Water Ski Club practices twice a week, has a depth of approximately 6 feet, which minimizes wake caused by the boat, but is deep enough for slalom turns. Club president Tom Gieslin says the team has 14 members this semester, and their season usually lasts from August to mid-October. Tom is serving his first semester as club president, and the senior architect major is fairly new to the sport.
One of my friends, right after I graduated high school, took me out wakeboarding with his brother-in-law, and I had a ton of fun out on the lake and wakeboarding and stuff, and I was decent at it for it being my first time. And then another friend of mine took me out water skiing, and I did the one ski thing, which is the slalom ski, and I like that a lot too. Found out the university had a team when I was handed a flyer for it, and joined the team.
This semester, there are a number of skiers, such as freshman Mackenzie Bramwell, who are new to the team, as well as to this form of skiing.
Well, I've been skiing before, but like on open lakes. At Beaver, we ski. Me and my family do a lot. And so coming to a course, it's so different. There's so many rules and just procedures that just, you have to do them. Why? It's just very specific. It's difficult.
Some of her teammates have similar stories. Freshman Tyler Trotman and senior Michael Thurman, who grew up skiing on Grand Lake and Greers Ferry Lake, respectively, say there are several differences skiing at a water ski park instead of on an open lake.
Yeah, it's a lot easier on a small lake because, I mean, like you said, there's no waves from other people. It's all your own. And keeping your hips up and your chest up instead of having to adjust for wake from other people.
On lakes, you ski with your knees bent, and you ride like a shock absorber because you're steady bumping, bump, 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 bump. Yeah. But here you can stand up and lay into it because you're not having to fight the waves. Okay. It's not beating you to death.
Yeah.
Because if you try to ski straight up on a regular lake, you'll end up
you'll
end up crashing
over.
Stu Dernley, a creative writing graduate student, has experience snow skiing. So did those skills help him transition to the water?
No, it's the exact opposite. In snow skiing, you want to have your weight forward, and here you've got to have your weight back. So, but it's also, you've got one ski instead of two. So it's not like you're sitting there trying to apply snow skills to the water.
Throughout practice, the athletes take turns using dish soap to help slide their foot into the boot of a single ski. Senior Michael Thurman explains there are different skis for men and women, and it's basically based on weight. For example, a shorter ski is set up for a lighter weight athlete. Club president Tom Gieslin says in the past, the team has participated in 3 to 4 competitions during a season. They typically participate against other teams in the National Collegiate Water Ski Association's South Central region. The teammates coach each other, and during this particular practice, senior Chris Wendell is providing lots of advice. He says right now, they only have a few team members who can run the entire slalom course, so they are currently in a learning period.
To start out, we're just trying to get people used to
going across the wake and cutting across the wake while you're on edge. Which is on edge, you want to be on the side of the ski so that you cut through the wake and you don't, so you're not bouncing through the wake. And so right now, that's really our focus, to get people used to doing that so that you can eventually get out to the buoy to be able to go around it.
Although the team is comprised of several novices to this form of skiing, athletes like freshman Tyler Trotman are enjoying the challenge.
It's new and it's different, but it's a lot of fun and it's a good learning activity. So I enjoy it a lot. I like the critiques and advice all the upperclassmen have for me.
Equipment and uniforms are provided for team members, and dues are $150 per semester. More information about the University of Arkansas's Water Ski Club team is available at urec.uark.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Ready? Mackenzie, what speed? 26? Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.